You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. If you've been watching the Olympics this week, there's one sport in particular that may seem a little strange. It involves granite rocks, sheets of ice, and nylon brooms. And there's a lot of yelling. So far, Team USA has lost the first two qualifying rounds in men and women's curling. This morning, the U.S. men's curlers lost to China 9-4.
Catch it!
This could be disaster.
Oh, wow.
And this might be the game.
John Schuster might shake hands right here.
That's enough.
The sport is most popular in Scotland and Canada, but it's had a dedicated following here in the Bay Area for almost half a century. We sent KALW's Angela Johnston to the San Francisco Bay Area Curling Club, almost 7,000 miles away from Sochi, to learn how the game is played.
The score is 2-0. Curler Tom Diaz just delivered a perfect throw, knocking all of Team Ivy's stones off the ice.
Oh, that sucked.
I'm inside a huge ice rink in San Jose where the Sharks hockey team practices. 32 men and women are here, laughing, yelling, and taking turns sweeping and throwing heavy rocks down a freshly zambonied sheet of ice. On this Tuesday night, four different curling matches are taking place on one rink. Mike Greenberg is the club's vice president. Most weekends, he teaches the game to up to 90 newcomers.
It's a game played on ice between two teams. Essentially, what you're doing is throwing a 42-pound granite stone with a handle attached to it, a little more than 100 feet down a sheet of ice, and trying to get it to land on a target that's painted on the other side of the ice.
These round, bullseye-like targets are called houses. Teams are made up of four players each, and each player gets to throw two stones apiece.
And the team with the rock closest to the center of that house, when all the rocks have been thrown, wins the points for that end.
An end in curling is just like an inning in baseball. Other than that, it's pretty much like frozen shuffleboard.
Where you get a point for the rock that's closest to the center of the target, as well as a point for every rock that's closer than the opponent's nearest stone.
The teams alternate throwing stones for about 2 hours. Most games last 8 ends.
Or in the Olympics or high-level competition, you might see a 10-end game.
Yep. Brian, your side.
Okay, so those are the basics. Now let's get back to the game. I'm watching Team Ivy and Team Diaz battle it out, and it's pretty one-sided. Ivy's down 5 points after 3 ends. It's their throw. The stone is sliding gracefully down the ice, but it's heading straight for another one. This could be bad news.
Yeah.
Look, it's curving out of the way.
Yes.
And then it all becomes clear. It's this turning movement that gives curling its name. So if it's done just right, you can make your stone curl right around your opponent. A solid throw. Team Ivy is still in the game. Greenberg says that the player throwing the stone needs almost perfect aim if they want to get their stone in the house. But after the stone is released, players are allowed to do a little fine-tuning.
And you do that through sweeping the ice with these brushes.
Right, with these little brooms.
They used to look like corn brooms, like you'd expect to see in your kitchen. And now they're more modern brushes with a fabric head.
Yeah! And curlers sweep really hard. After 10 seconds of sweeping as fast as I've ever swept in my life, I was out of breath and my arms felt like wet noodles. Curling is not for the faint of heart.
I like to say it's chess on ice with interval cardio.
All right, roll it in.
And the harder you sweep, the farther the stone travels. This is because you're warming the surface temperature of the ice just a little bit, making it slick and slippery.
The really great sweepers that you'll see in the Olympics can carry a stone almost 10 feet further than it would have gone under its own weight.
Yep.
Barry Ivey is shouting orders at his sweepers. He's the skip, the strategist for Team Ivey.
And they'll yell, yes, sweep, hurry, hard, Sometimes they'll put those two together, hurry hard, all the way, any of that stuff.
Right, your side, your side.
Fall.
Fall.
Right and heavy, huh?
Ivy is 60 years old. He's been skipping for years and curling since he was 9, since the first time he ever saw a stone.
And that was just too much for me to handle. I threw all 16 rocks and I got the last one in the house. And I've been hooked ever since. I've been playing. So now this is my 51st year curling.
Little about the sport has changed in those 51 years. The rules have stayed pretty much the same since the 1500s. Even the stones still come from the same quarry on a remote Scottish island. Ever since curling was introduced to the Winter Olympics in 1998, the sport has been growing in popularity worldwide, especially in the Bay Area. It's the last end. Team Ivy is still 8 points behind. They need a miracle.
Okay, you guys can keep doing that if you like. I need all the help I can get.
Ivy throws a stone close to the center of the house, and another one to guard it. This could mean 2 extra points, but it also makes it easier for the other team to knock them both out with one hit. And that's just what happens. Final score, Team Ivy 1, Team DS 10. But it's not so bad. Ivy and everyone else here tonight will reflect on the evening's match over a cold beer. Again, here's Greenberg.
And the most important rule of curling is that the winner buys the first round afterwards. And it is important to curlers.
Over the past decade, the San Francisco Bay Area Curling Club has quadrupled its membership. Members have taught thousands of Californians how to throw stones and sweep ice. And now they're raising enough money to build their own separate curling rink, thanks to the popularity the Olympics has given the sport. In San Jose, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.
Hard! 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 Hard!